When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
I got great Would You Rathers.
Would you rather have a pet bird that swears or a pet monkey that smokes? Would you rather get punched in the face or tossed in a pond? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Oh, I thought you were pointing at me. You have something?
No, I don't think I pointed at anybody. Did I?
Roll the tape back.
Point at anybody?
You gave me like one of these.
I enjoy dancing along. Yeah, I enjoy the rejoins.
Just grooving along to the tunes.
Look, I'm in a good mood today.
Look, vibes are high. Red Sox win last night.
Through the roof.
Your jersey's looking great over there, Keith.
I got my City Connect jersey.
Fits like a glove.
Didn't have to beg for it at all. They didn't send me a triple XL, but I'm happy about it. I'm not complaining.
No.
Greg even gave me a hat.
I saw that.
Greg gave me a hat. Look at that. It's got the postseason patch on
Greg
it.
Greg said, does anybody want a...
Sick brag, bro.
Anybody want a Red Sox hat?
I go, yeah, obviously I want a
He's
Red
like,
Sox
yeah,
hat.
Yeah, pop that over here.
Yeah.
And so it's right... So you actually ditched your other Red Sox hat and replaced it.
I brought a Red Sox hat, and now I'm wearing a Red
now,
Sox hat.
Now, is that
hat.
A good vibes Red Sox hat, the one you took off your head?
They're all great vibes.
But I'm saying, what were you wearing that one last night when they won?
No, I was completely naked.
Like all,
I didn't wear anything
like all Red
night.
Sox games, yeah. I watch it completely in the buff.
Like obviously, Frank crawling out of that couch.
I was very naked.
Okay,
covered in salsa.
All right, so you're not changing the vibes. You're not
I'm not
jinxing anything by switching out your hat.
No
bad juju.
No, this one actually is better. It's got the 2025
it's branded
postseason.
To the 2025 yeah. postseason. That's a good point.
Hell yeah.
Watch along. You can see all of Keefe's getup. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and
Brian
on YouTube.
Has it still, I was pointing.
Just subscribe to WEEI.
Wow.
You were like dancing.
Oh, yeah, I did point.
It was something. I thought maybe you had something.
But usually I like to make eye contact with you before I speak. I can really look into your soul
like
before I talk.
Yeah. In the eyes. Would You Rather Wednesday brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. What is first up for the Would You Rathers today, Bill?
Would you rather a one game or a three game wild card playoff?
So when they originally did the one game wild card, I was like,
it stinks.
It kind of stinks.
I didn't like the idea.
But then I liked it. And then obviously when the Red Sox played in it, it was pretty amazing. And you're like, all right, you have all these games and it's a game seven. But it seemed counterintuitive to have like a 162-game regular season and trying to determine seeds and be like, are you guys one game? But with that said, if the difference is one game or three games where one city gets to host all three games, I'll take the one game.
Same.
Yeah.
So imagine if last night,
it kind of felt like it.
As great as it was, imagine if last night, you're not sitting there watching going, all right, even if they blow this, could they win the next two? You're like, the season's over?
Yeah.
Like, imagine that. So that's drama, and that is intense, and it was already dramatic and intense anyway, but ratcheted up by however many notches. I also, and I don't know if this is in the spirit of the question or not, I don't like six playoff teams.
No,
bring it
me
back,
neither.
Because if you did the one-off, I imagine you'd bring it back to five playoff teams, or maybe you'd do two one-offs. I don't know. But I'd shrink the playoff field, Red Sox still would have made it if it was five teams, not if it was four teams.
Yeah, four teams they would not have.
But if it was five teams, they still would have got in. One game last night, now you would have advanced.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd feel differently if they lost that game.
Because if you're going to add playoff...
That would have been awesome if it was a one-off last night. It would have been just like 2021.
Yeah, if you're adding playoff games and teams, then shorten regular season. Which I know they're not going to do,
no.
But like that's what you that would make more sense to me.
So we both want the one game playoff.
Yeah,
okay, Billy, what else?
Would you rather have Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes for the rest of their careers?
What do you got?
I think I'm still going Mahomes on this. Okay. Allen's incredible. Allen's younger, but Mahomes just turned 30. Like you can play, you can play another decade easy.
Yeah, Allen's 29. I mean, they're pretty much the same age.
Oh, so they're that close in age. Oh, yeah. Then I would say definitely Mahomes. And I was picking him either way, but the one reason I was thinking of leaning towards Allen is what I thought was youth. The thing about Josh Allen, physical monster, and Mahomes is a great scrambler as well.
Yeah.
Allen is going to get himself hurt and break down. Like, even though Mahomes is older, I think Allen has a shorter shelf life.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah, because like some of the comparisons to Cam Newton, meaning like it's Cam, people forget, but Cam Newton was insane for a couple years.
Big Ben.
Gets hit a lot. Roethlisberger played a long time.
He played a long time, but by the end of his career, he was nothing close
to
what
he was.
Do you
think either of these guys play when they're 40 like Brady?
Mahomes might.
I don't know. Like he's like an old 30.
Yeah, now he's still
he's
like, doughy.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a doughy 30.
Because Brady obviously made like a change.
Uh-huh.
And as strange as Aaron Rodgers is, like he's in like good shape and also his game is fine. And maybe Mahomes is sort of like Rodgers in that sense.
I mean, Mahomes played into his Favre rather played into his 40s.
But Favre also didn't make $500 million or whatever it is beforehand. And
Manning,
if he did, who knows what he did with it.
Manning made it to 40, didn't he? Or at least 39.
I don't think Manning did. And then he was a disaster.
What did Manning get to? What did Breeze get to? Like a lot of these.
Oh, Breeze did.
My roundabout point is a lot of these guys get there.
Yeah. Peyton Manning was 39.
Okay. So
and
one
he was
more
like,
year.
Shouldn't have been out there.
So call it 9 more years for Mahomes instead of 10. Like,
so,
yeah, I think he gets to 40. What is he?
39 season, he was 9 touchdowns, 17.
Yeah, what does he look like at
Brock
age 40?
Osweiler.
Yeah, I don't know what he looks like at age 40. But I bet he plays till 40.
So I get your concerns with at some point all the hits are going to add up on Josh Allen, but I do feel like it is arrow up on Josh Allen and it is arrow kind of sideways on Mahomes. I don't think he's getting worse. I just think he's fine. So I would even say even if Mahomes plays a little bit longer, I think you're going to get better. I think the next 5 years are going to be better for Allen. So
yeah.
I think I would take Josh Allen.
Allen
right
might
now.
Have a higher peak. Is that the argument?
Yeah. From now on.
Going
Mahomes
forward.
Mahomes' career is like,
No. Not looking in the rearview mirror, but going forward, who might have the higher peak? Allen?
Like, sure.
I'd even give you that. I'd still take Mahomes.
Who do you think wins more MVPs going forward? Probably Allen, right?
Probably Allen,
Who do you think wins more Super Bowls?
Mahomes.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, I don't know if Andy Reid. I think Kelsey's going to be done soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andy Reid, and then we'll see. I mean, Mahomes is sick. Watching him lose the way that they lost last Super Bowl.
Do you think Allen wins one?
No, they might neither.
that's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't know.
Allen will. Allen will win a Super Bowl.
I'm going to bet on the guy who's never not made a conference championship game to win a Super Bowl.
No,
he made
a conference championship game.
I'm saying Mahomes has never missed
it. Oh, had never not. I think he said Allen hadn't won.
Allen and that franchise have never won anything.
It's a loser franchise, but he doesn't have to play his whole career there. He could go somewhere else.
Oh, well, good point.
He could go somewhere else.
If he switches teams, then come let me know. But, I it's close.
It is really close.
Allen's great, but I'd take Mahomes. You'd take Allen.
I'd take Allen,
okay.
Yeah.
What else, Billy?
Would you rather a Taco Tuesday or a Pizza Friday?
Ooh. This is a good conversation in our house. Little CC Beans has both Taco Tuesday at her school and Pizza Friday, and I don't know which one she gets more excited about.
Sick break.
They're doing pretty well.
So
doing pretty well.
It's a Pizza Friday at his school. We do Taco Tuesday as a family on Tuesday nights, but they don't do it as a school. Wow.
We like to mix it in at with the family too, but during school it's like locked in. Taco Tuesday, the nacho option as well.
Ooh,
so
nice.
Like knee-jerk reaction would be like pizza's greater than everything, but tacos.
I like Taco
Tacos,
Tuesday.
Yeah. Look at us.
I'm Taco Tuesday over Pizza Friday.
Yeah. Same.
Because you know what? Pizza doesn't have to be Friday.
It can be anytime.
And in theory, tacos could too, but we every Tuesday in the Jones household. Now, I like...
Is that for real? Every Tuesday you guys do tacos?
I'd say 95% of the time. Yeah, maybe there's an off Tuesday where we miss it, but yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah, you could set your watch to a Taco Tuesday.
Last night, Taco Tuesday.
And then Jones, you know what ends up happening?
What?
Well, you know what pairs well with this? Margarita. And then there I am. Tuesday night, margaritas. Like, Tuesday night, Like, well, it's Taco Tuesday.
Hard shell, soft shell.
Both.
Okay.
I make homemade cheesy gordita
crunches. You make a nice gordita. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you could only pick one.
Oh, Like, I usually associate it with hard shell.
Not to sound like Lou with his bacon this morning. Yeah. But I'll go soft.
I'll do hard shell, but then I'll do so. Well, so if I do a soft shell, I end up just making either like a giant. It's more of a burrito than it is a taco.
That's why I go soft. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's just those. I could eat.
You can't go wrong.
You can eat 15 of the little hard shells.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
The next thing you know, it turns into like a quesadilla Wednesday if you have like leftovers.
I'll take a two heap
Wednesday
burritos.
Yeah, Wednesday's usually the nacho day, like the leftover.
Yeah, whatever you have left.
You just kind of toss all that in there. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It all works out.
Yeah, and then you're only 2 days away from Pizza Friday.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we're both Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
Taco Tuesday, Pizza Friday.
Taco Tuesday.
Wow. Yeah. Clean sweat.
Nick?
I think I would, too.
Wow. Look at that.
Like, pizza's an everyday meal.
I feel like we kind of bullied them a little bit.
Bringing people
it.
Together. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I already said I would eat pizza every day of my life if I could, so I've got to mix in tacos every
That's also
then.
True. You got
so
to mix
So we should maybe pitch,
like
a Taco Tuesday. Maybe like a taco place brings us tacos on Tuesdays. We could
like-
do that.
I feel like we used to get lunch on Tuesdays.
Yeah, we used to.
Oh, we did.
What happened?
I was right about that, right?
I don't think we
got amazing subs. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. We didn't promote it enough.
Yeah, I guess that's true. We definitely
we didn't talk about
we definitely
it
never mentioned it. That's true. So we
definitely
should do.
Didn't get a top tier.
We should definitely get Taco Tuesday going
yes.
here.
Yeah.
You know, we would be fans of that.
Oh, I love it.
Here on this program. What else, Billy?
All right, finally, would you rather go through a corn maze or jump in a pile of leaves?
Couple of big activities. Well, Jones, these are a couple of really big activities coming up for this month.
Jump in a pile of leaves.
Yeah, you got to rake up a pile of leaves and you jump in it. You know, kids love that.
I hate that.
You kids,
I spent all the time raking. Now you're jumping and messing it up.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Corn well,
leaves
maze.
Are a nightmare. We've
corn maze. About- Somebody else's problem.
Corn
I'll
maze.
I'll walk through it. I don't really enjoy it. Could be a little spooky. I'm not doing it at night.
What if you get lost?
I could.
Yeah.
That's a risk I'm willing to take because I don't like dealing with all the messy leaves, and I certainly don't want to jump in that pile. Lord knows what's in there.
No, I know. Especially the backyard.
Squirrels rattling around in there.
Dog poop.
Dog poop.
God, it's a nightmare.
Great point. Is there a rock under there?
Could like, definitely what
is,
be a rock.
What is this, a trap? Like, I'm not jumping in there. Yeah. No, thank you. Corn maze.
And in my backyard, there's some critter living in there. Like, if you don't jump in it immediately, like, somebody could make a house in there.
No, they're breeding underneath. No. Yeah, you know.
Laying on an ermine. So, no, I would take the corn maze as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of agreement here.
Yeah, I know.
Like we agree. The leaves are a trap, as if the big maze you could get lost in, not a trap.
Well, it's up to me.
Yeah, at least I'm on my feet.
Yeah.
I assume.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a corn maze in a long time.
If I rake the pile of leaves and somebody else is jumping in it, I hate that. And if someone else raked the pile of leaves, I don't trust it. I don't want to jump in it.
No, that's
corn
fair.
Maze. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Pretty simple.
So we agree on everything but the Allen
Mahomes and Allen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what makes us different makes us great.
That's true.
That was the difference there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.